Hello and welcome to this week's From the Couch podcast. I'm your host, Peter Rogers, on a delightful couch of champions, along with my glorious friend, Will Gibbons, and my most fantastic friend, John Sanderson. What is up, my besties with testes?
Not much.
We need a good soundbite there.
A good soundbite?
We always blink when you ask us. We need something creative there.
Luckily, in post-production, our production interns take that out, so it sounds like you guys immediately respond to me and show me lots of the love.
Lots of love.
Well, today we have something fun in store. I have created a quiz, a trivia game of sorts, to give Will and John on the couch, and you at home can play along, set to the theme of Celtics Media Day. So we'll get into that, but first, a little Boston news from around the Boston sports area.
Holy shit, look at this f***ing thing! Oh my god, what the f*** is that, bro?
Not so much Celtics this time, but Patriots, as the Patriots this week made two trades. One for sending a sixth-round pick to the Chicago Bears for linebacker John Bostic, and just today sending Michael Homanawanui.
No way!
Yeah, he got sent to the New Orleans Saints for defensive end Akeem Hicks.
I didn't know about this.
Yeah, so here are Belichick's two defensive player trades of the year. Last year it was Akeem Ayers and Jonathan Castillo, and this year it's Akeem Hicks and Jonathan Bostic. So there you go. Now we're going to win a Super Bowl.
There you go, man. I don't know a lot about Knicks, but Bostic's a stud.
Yeah, I'm very excited for Bostic. He was supposed to be the most athletic linebacker in the draft with Jamie Collins.
Yeah, he'd like the fastest 40 or something.
Yeah, so we're getting another freak athlete. This is just basically Bill Belichick calling up every 0-3 team and saying, hey, you guys shit in the bed yet? You want to burn everything and sell me a bunch of parts for cheap?
That's what we should do in our fantasy league with John, because he's 0-3.
We should just dismantle his team.
Oh. Don't do that.
Ooh, no, please, no. And so without further ado, we'll delve right into what I have dubbed Celtics Media Fun Day Trivia Game of Life.
What's the acronym for that?
CMDFDTGOF.
Rolls off the tongue.
Actually, it's an L, not an F. Anywho's, but yes, it does roll right off the tongue. So here was my thought. So recently last week was Celtics Media Day. And it was the first chance that we, as the fans, were able to hear from new and old Celtics players talking about their excitement for this season and coaches and yada yada. And I was realizing that there's really a set kind of answers that you're going to get. You don't really get too much variance in answers. You can pretty much predict what everyone, how everyone responds to the questions that are given to them. Thus, I figured, why not create a trivia game where I'd quiz you two and see if you can guess which bland answer the Celtics player or coach used to answer the question. So we will be, I will be asking the questions. Each of you will give me your answer, and you at home can pause the podcast and think yourself what the answer is. I will then give the answer. We'll tally up the scores. I have five questions. And if it comes push comes to shove, I also have a bonus round true or false question to end any tiebreaker.
I think this could be, we'll see how it goes, but this could be where the podcast
takes off.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
This could be a cool weekly thing. Maybe each week a different person comes up with a different trivia thing. I don't know.
We could see how it goes. We can see what the crowd thinks, the general populace.
I'm very, very intrigued.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Will. Thank you. This is what any good host should do, and I am a good host, so thank you. We'll start with question number one. Question numero uno. When asked about Isaiah Thomas wanting to start, Jedi Master Brad Stevens responded with A, some vague answer about how it's too early to decide these things, which ultimately dodges the question. B, he's a winner and leaves it at that. Or C, he's a team player and he wants to do what's best for the team. So, Will Gibbons, how do you think Jedi Master Brad Stevens responded to this question?
A, do you mind briefly repeating this?
A, some vague answer about how it's too early to decide these things. B, he's a winner and leaves it at that. Or C, he's a team player and he wants to do what's best for the team.
I think C.
All right. John, what is your guess for how Jedi Master Brad Stevens responded to this question?
I'm going to go with B.
John Sanderson has chosen the right answer. His exact quote was...
Like, Sneaky likes to say slightly more interesting things than Belichick.
His exact answer was, that kid's all about winning, first and foremost. So John is currently in the lead with 1 point. Do you guys enjoy my announcing voice?
Yes.
Thank you.
It's excellent.
Question number two. Brad Stevens and Danny Ainge were all aboard the James Young hype train, crediting him for...
gaining 15 pounds of muscle.
Oh my God, John's already predicted the answer. A, developing his offensive game, B, learning the nuances of the NBA, or C, adding 15 pounds of muscle.
C, I would have gotten that.
The unanimous answer is C, yes. They are all hyped because James Young has gotten fat with muscle. All right, well, so that's a wash because you both would have gotten C, so John's still in the lead with 1 point. Well, 2 points, 2-1. Question number three. When newcomer David Lee was asked what's special about this Celtics team, he said, A, the team has great chemistry. B, there's a great young group of talent. C, the coach and front office have clear goals and are working well to achieve them. John Sanderson, what do you think David Lee thinks is special about this Celtics team?
Wait, so A is young talent.
A, the team has great chemistry.
Great chemistry.
B,
I'm going to go with A.
Go with A. Will Gibbons, what is your choice?
B was the one with young talent that, what was the rest of that sentence?
There's a great young group of talent.
Okay, these are the worst. B.
John Sanderson is correct. David Lee said, a theme you'll hear with me all year long is the chemistry was underrated at Golden State and is developing with the Celtics.
All right.
John knows his mundane NBA answers.
I'm at one. John's at three.
John's killing this game. We might not even need the bonus round true or false. A little slip of the tongue for a little hint what that question might be about. Question number four. Marcus Smart on heading into his second season. A. Look to get teammates more involved. B. The game has slowed down for him. Or C. He's finally 100% healthy.
Am I first this time?
Sure, Will Gibbons. Yep. What do you think Marcus Smart said on heading into his second season?
This is like way tougher than I thought. I've said B a million times in a row. I'm gonna say B. I think the game is slowed down. I don't know. Offensively, he needed it to slow down. He's gonna be more of a scorer. B.
John Sanderson. Your rebuttal.
My rebuttal is C.
It was a trick question. It's all of the above. I had to throw a little twist in there just to get you guys off balance. couldn't be sweeping. Marcus Smart said all of these things. So you none of you got it right. John's still leading 3-1. So basically John wins. Unless question number 5 is worth 2 points.
Oh, I could tie him.
I know. I just made that it's 2 points just so we can do the bonus round, true or false. But it's 2 points. So, Will Gibbons, I ask you. Well, we'll start with John so that Will Gibbons gets a drum roll if John gets it wrong. John, for 2 points, when asked about not making the all-defensive NBA team, Avery Bradley said, A, it is what it is. Just got to work harder this year. B, I don't want to be known as just a defensive player. My goal this year is to make all NBA. Or C, Avery Bradley is the best defender in the NBA.
That's what he said.
What did Avery Bradley say?
I think it's B.
You think Avery Bradley said, I don't want to be known as just a defensive player. My goal this year is to make all NBA. All right. Will Gibbons.
No, just kidding.
Oh.
Wait, can I change my answer?
We'll go to the judges.
Yeah.
And the judges say? Yes, but it was your pick was not locked in, so I guess you can quickly change your answer if you want.
A.
Will Gibbons, if John gets this wrong and you get this right, you will tie him with a score of 3. What do you think Avery Bradley said?
Well, that's very – I'm grateful for the judge's approval because I was going to say B.
You were going to say B?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Will Gibbons.
Yeah.
You are wrong. But so is John. Avery Bradley said, and I quote, Avery Bradley is the best defender in the NBA. End quote.
No, he didn't.
Yes, he did. He referred to himself in the third person. Avery Bradley thinks that highly of himself as a defender in the NBA that he refers to himself in the third person.
Dude, I wouldn't see that from Avery. That's pretty
right.
Pretty cool.
It's a pretty ballsy move by him.
I think Marcus Smart is rubbing off on him.
I know. I think he's getting cocky, and I like it.
I like it.
We're going to play the bonus round, true or false, because it's hilarious, and I want to do it. Bonus round, true or false. This statement that I will read is either true or false, and you would have to determine if it's true or false. Jared Sullinger.
Wait, what? How does the game work? Is it true or false, did you say?
It is true or false.
True or false?
The statement is either true, as in it's correct, or false, as in it's not factually accurate. After that brief clarification, let's continue. I need, like, Vanna White up here to show me the tiles as I take them off to show you guys the questions or something like that. Not that the audience listening at home can see anything because it's all audio, but trust me, Vanna White is here at very old age that she is. Okay, moving on. Here's your statement. Jared Sullinger had a weight loss intervention this offseason in which he was told, quote, you have all the talent in the world, but you forgot what working hard is, and was then bitched at for shooting threes. True or false? Will Gibbons.
Well, I hope this is true. Did we hear who was bitching at him? Or is that not in the question?
That is not in the statement.
You know, true. I hope it's true, because true.
John Sanderson.
True.
You are both correct. That was true. Jared Sullinger did have a weight loss intervention during this offseason where friends and family told him that he was fat, needed to lose weight, and that he forgot what working hard is. And his athletic coach, John Lucas, bitched at him for shooting threes and not, quote, getting his ass in the paint, end quote. Well, that was a delightful playing of Celtics Media Day Fun Day Trivia Game of Life with your host, Peter Rogers, and our contestants, Will Gibbons and John Sanderson. Give it up for a great show. We'll add in round of applause there too.
Just want to thank all my fans. You know, we've been through it thick and thin. Just got to thank my fans. Yeah.
For losing.
Thanks.
Yeah, I mean, John's the one who should have a victory speech.
Oh yeah, no, I'm just like, thanks for keeping supporting me and stuff. We'll be back at next week. Try and get the W. Thanks, kids.
Trying to get the W. But yeah, I figured that was a much more entertaining way to review and look at Celtics Media Day as opposed to just listing all the boring things we heard.
I think so.
Good. Well, I mean, the Celtics Media Day did happen, and we are about to approach the preseason. It's starting pretty soon, and there have been some Celtics practices, live practices, and things have been looking pretty good. The biggest things that come out of camp I've heard about is Amir Johnson's defensive versatility, which I'm very excited to watch.
Yeah.
He could be the next Jordan Mickey.
I wouldn't go that far, but...
I mean...
Yo, who in our episode a few weeks ago, just remind me, who picked him to do, like, a pleasant surprise? Who was that?
Who picked Amir Johnson?
Yeah.
No one important.
Was it Mickey? Oh, yeah, he was, like, me and stuff.
Intern that we have.
Oh, it was the
Steve.
Dude, Steve is the worst.
And Trader Joe's intern thinking he's all hot shit when he's not. But yeah, so Amir Johnson's defensive versatility seems to have people very excited in Boston. And Perry Jones has been intriguing. Evidently hit a few nice corner threes during their live practice for ticket holders, season ticket holders.
I'm telling you, dude, I think this team might be playing at home in the first round of the playoffs. I think it could happen.
Wow. Now that's a ballsy – you want to put some money on that?
Pod bucks?
Some pod bucks? That being said,
yeah, totally. I don't know.
I think I have pod bucks on them being top five. No, top six.
No, it'd be top four. Home court in the first round.
Yeah, well, you'd have to be top four. I think I have them as top six going into the playoffs, but you would have to be top four in order to get home field. It's a possibility, maybe.
I think we're totally underestimating the crazy depth they have, man. We'll see.
I mean, do we want to do a perfect transition from crazy depth to crazy depth and switch sports to talk about how amazing the Patriots front seven is now?
We're talking about diving?
Diving?
Free water diving?
Going to absurd depths and getting the bends? What?
Nice. I've been waiting for this episode.
This is the episode in which John thrives as we talk about deep sea diving.
All right. Yeah. We can talk about the Patriots.
All right. Well, I mean, still a great transition. We transitioned from depth at the Celtics bench to depth in diving and now to the depth of the New England Patriots front seven, which is possibly the deepest, maybe best front seven in the NFL.
Yeah, especially because the Dolphins are terrible.
Yeah, because...
news. Sorry, this is important. This is actually important.
Let's hear it.
The Padres hired Don Orsillo.
Oh, yeah. Way to go, Don.
All right, back to our regularly scheduled programming.
We do that a lot. But here is... Let me find it. Here we go. So, with the acquisition of Bostic and... Hicks, here is basically the Patriots front seven. You have Alan Branch, Sylvester Salinga, Donna McEasley, Malcolm Brown, Hakeem Hicks, Rob Ninkovich, Jabal Sheard, Chandler Jones, Trey Flowers, Jonathan Rufus, Jamie Collins, Dante Hightower, Jerod Mayo, Jonathan Bostic.
No one's getting by those guys, man.
And it's beautiful. All these trades are happening now when we have the entire bye week in front of us to get them all on the same page and then come out. And so I know I wanted to correct myself, and I apologize, fans at home. Last week's episode, I had mistakenly thought that we played the Indianapolis Colts after our bye, which is sadly not true. We play the Brandon Whedon-led Dallas Cowboys after our bye. So I will not be gloriously spectating that with my co-hosts in Boston. I will be gloriously spectating them beating the Dallas Cowboys. But anyways, that defensive line is going to be – it's just – and we've seen it. The Patriots right now lead the NFL in sacks with 13, tied with the Rams, who are also a ferocious pass rush. And finally, for the first time in forever, they've been able to substitute fresh bodies. It's not just Ninkovich and Chandler Jones getting after the quarterback.
Yeah, it's good.
I don't know what else to say, man. It's I don't want to jinx anything right now.
I know, but things are looking good.
Yeah.
Well,
I think Sheard was a fantastic.
I think everyone kind of like with the big signings with Ndamukong Suh signing a bajillion dollars and now doing shit down in Miami, and all these big names free agents going everywhere, Jabal Sheard fell through the cracks, and I think he's easily a top three signing free agent signing in the NFL.
He's Dominik easily a top three free agent signing.
He's nailed it.
Nice,
But I think he is finally in a system that knows how to use him, and I think they're not going to – I mean, he was even stout against the run at times, but I think they're really putting him in there as a third-down pass rusher and just say, do what you do best and go after the quarterback. And he's doing that with great success.
Great success.
Also, Dominik Easley was ferocious against the Jaguars.
Ferocious.
There were so many times where Blake Bortles snapped the ball – and before handing it off to the running back, Dominik Easley was already in the backfield.
Again, I don't want to jinx anything because I'm so high on this team right now, but God damn it. They're going to go 19-0, man. It's going to happen.
Oh! Knock on wood. But yes, that would be glorious to behold. But anyways, just a little Patriots there at the end after we had a delightful Celtics trivia. And let's do a little kudos and poodles and wrap this f***er up.
Sounds good.
All right, kudos and poodles. We still, and I will put this out to our very active fan base. Be more active. We need to find a good soundbite for kudos and poodles, I believe. So if anyone anywhere has any idea of what we could use as a great soundbite for kudos and poodles, let us know, because we would love to have it. But until then, kudos and poodles. Do you guys have anything to start us off with?
I do, if no one else does right away.
It's all you, Gibbons.
I'd like to give a big fat poodles to Jonathan Papelboner, Red Sox former closer, who not only is not good anymore, but he's just like scum of teammates, and everyone knows what he did, but it's just repulsive. And I think the funniest thing about the whole thing is they put him back in the game after that, and he let up 5 runs.
What a shit.
It was like, what a shit. He's not, I don't know. He's kind of just like a dumb. I don't want to insult.
Insult him.
No, I don't want to insult certain listeners if they're from this part of the world. But
true.
He's an idiot. He's a jerk.
Yes.
Bryce, I know. I find myself siding with Bryce Harper here.
Which should never happen.
He's like the Chris Paul of baseball.
And you've sided with him because...
Because Papelbon is like the Ron Artest of
Meta World Peace, please. He's back on the Lakers.
He's back on the Lakers.
God damn it. That's
Meta World Peace is back on the Lakers.
True, yes, exactly. Yeah. He's a much more peaceful version of his previous known self. I would like to give kudos in a similar baseball vein to the Boston Red Sox for being arguably one of the most exciting 77 and 80 teams out there, and for, despite losing this entire season, rising to the challenge and winning two against the Yankees.
And a third tonight.
So,
sweep the Yankees.
The Red Sox, even though they know.
The Yankees need to win, and they're losing to the Red. They need to win to make the playoffs.
It's beautiful. The Red Sox could give shit about the season, but when they play the Yankees, when it matters most to the Yankees, they rise to the challenge and f-ing destroy them. So, well done, Red Sox. Kudos to you.
Kudos, and I think, like, obviously we'd be thinking about it differently if they started the season like this and ended like they have a million times recently, but, like, I don't know. It gives me a lot of hope, and I think the bullpen is the only serious hole, but I think Dombrowski is going to just, like...
And it's because, for the first time in forever, they're just letting the young guys play.
Yeah.
Like, enough of these going out and signing huge free agents. Just let your farm guys play. They're all fucking amazing. Just let them play.
And then, like, it took a long time, but they have the best farm system in baseball. They had number one. And so, like, they have a stud shortstop coming up. I always forget his name, the Cuban guy. They're going to move Xander to third in, like, a year. Like,
Mookie Betts is a monster.
And he shouldn't even – Jack Bradley should be playing – I don't know. These are good problems to have. Like, get Koji back out there. I think, like – this is a playoff team, man. It's good.
It's a youth movement in Boston sports, and I am all aboard.
Yeah.
Xander Bogaerts has the second most hits of any Red Sox player under 22.
Jesus.
Behind Johnny Pesky in 1942. He just passed Ted Williams.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Ever heard of him?
If you are not excited about this Red Sox team, this youth movement down in Fenway, you don't know what excitement is.
I mean, like, every game there's a new guy that I get, like, that much more, like, Blake Swihart.
Yeah, knocking his two homers.
And he's like, oh, like...
It's gorgeous.
There are a couple holes, but I mean, damn, this is...
It's a good place to be.
What's that?
It's a good place to be.
It's a great place to be, and I think Dombrowski is sort of, like, quick fixer-upper, and, that project might be unloading Hanley.
They sent him home. He's done.
Send him to the Dodgers.
Did you see they sent him home?
Did they really?
Hanley home?
Yeah, they're not allowing him to rehab around the team.
Send him. Get him out of here.
Yeah.
Get him out of here.
He's probably done, right?
Yeah, he's done.
He's definitely done.
He's definitely done. This is why they just don't sign anyone. Don't message to the Red Sox organization. Don't sign anyone. It never works out.
Don't sign anybody who other teams have given up on because he's an ass clown.
Yes. It just doesn't work.
Boy.
All right, Judd, you got any kudos and poodles before we wrap this sucker up? I got to go have dinner with my girlfriend.
Kudos.
Sometimes Pete sounds like Jake Peralta from Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
I wear that as a badge of honor.
Pun intended, badge, police force.
Nailed it. You're not the only one who can make puns on this podcast, Will Gibbons.
Oh, I am. Trust me.
Oh, how about kudos to Gino Auriemma for being a dude?
Oh, this is what I hear in podcasts.
Yeah.
And let's give kudos to Mike Pettine for benching Johnny Manziel.
Amen. Let the world have Manziel. All right. Well, there we go. Entertaining episode. We hope you enjoyed our makeshift Celtics Media Day Fun Day Trivia Game of Life. And maybe if the crowd does enjoy it and you like playing it at home, we'll include more of these trivia such games in episodes going forward. But until then, as always, make sure to follow us on Twitter at FTC Podcast. We want to get you guys involved, so please be involved with us. Tweet at us. Interact with us. We're cool dudes, you know?
Oh, and kudos. kudos to our boy Bill Simmons on making his reappearance tomorrow.
That is true. Shout out to our co-podcaster, Bill Simmons.
Yeah, we're tight.
He hasn't been able to join us on this show because he's been on Podcast Strike. But now that he's got his own show up, I'm sure we'll get him on our show constantly because, you know, we're all besties.
Hey, Simmons, you're welcome for the little shout-out, bro.
Yeah.
That's worth it.
We hope you get some your hits.
Zero down there.
Your hits increase because of us. But anywho's, subscribe to us on iTunes. Rate us. Give us 5 stars because we're amazing. Or 4 stars if you think, you know, maybe... I'm not pulling my weight, or 3 stars if you really like Russell Westbrook. I can't say his name quickly because
that's my cue.
Russell Westbrook. Anywho's, as always, I'm your host Peter Rogers on A Couch of Champions with Will Gibbons and John Sanderson, and stay comfy and don't leave the couch.
Don't think about it.